Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
We're broadcasting live Bill and Jessica Show TV up on our Power TikTok. Make sure to watch us live here in the studio every weekday morning. Again, on TikTok at Power 101.7 FM. Are you a good liar?
I don't know. I feel bad. That's my problem with stuff like that.
You feel bad for lying?
Yeah. I just feel bad.
You figure you're going to get caught?
I just try to be nice.
Okay.
Not really about getting caught. I just feel like... No, you just don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, whatever it might be. But I kind of feel like when you fib or you lie, little white lies, I call them, that those are different from a real lie.
So that's okay. The white lies are okay.
Not that they're okay, but they're just better.
They're better.
Yeah, if you know what I mean.
So one lie is better than another.
Yes.
It depends on the title
yes.
of the lie.
Does anyone else agree with that?
All right, well.
You know, like.
Well, what if the white lie.
I'm not feeling well.
You so know, you don't think you, the white
you're
lie.
You're trying to get out of something, but you don't want to hurt that person's feelings. So you just say, I'm sorry, I just have a headache. I'm not feeling good.
You don't think that, like, the white lie could hurt somebody's feelings?
It could. It could if it backfires.
Okay.
That's when it turns into something.
Are you a good liar? Well, a poll of 2,000 adults found of those who admitted to lying. 42% consider themselves to be convincing fibbers. Although the further 43% admit they struggle to tell believable mistruths. The biggest reason for lying include not wanting to offend others. That's just what you said. By revealing what they really think. All right, that was 52%. Also, 34% said to keep people on side. I guess to keep people on their side, they say things. I guess they say things that people want to hear, not necessarily the truth.
Yes. You want to be nice.
And 32% lie to avoid telling people off.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
51% feel guilty when they don't tell the truth.
Feel bad.
42% revealed a lie has come back to haunt them. I'm a believer in 2025.
Oh, it comes back to haunt you.
The truth will always come to light.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
yes,
I mean, over
I
the years, the truth will always come to light when someone's lying.
And the truth will set you free.
So we have for you the top most common lies. Okay. And I think a lot of these are little white lies, as you say.
All right.
But they're just so annoying.
Are annoying lies, white lies. Are they hurtful? Are you hurting someone?
You tell me.
All right.
The top most common lies. I forgot.
But that could be the truth.
Could be.
It could be the truth.
But I forgot.
All right.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
That one's not that bad.
I'll do it tomorrow. That's a biggie.
That is a biggie.
Because you know you're not going
to
do it.
I'm just trying to feel it out, like how serious of a lie that is, though. It's not...
I am listening. No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
No, you're not. All right, so that's considered a lie. God,
yeah.
I don't like using that word.
I'm busy then.
Yeah.
Oh, can you help me Tuesday? Oh, I'm busy then.
Yeah.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Nice to see you.
No, it's not. That's the best one right there.
I haven't got any change. I haven't got any change.
I've said I don't have any cash on me.
I got no money.
Okay.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
I got stuck in traffic.
I mean, come on. Everybody uses that one.
Lies.
Everybody uses that one.
I remember one time somebody was late. One of the other radio stations that I worked at. This was before we started working together.
Okay.
But I'm sure we've heard it. you know, from people working together. But there was this, I don't know, one program that had to start. You know, radio is timed. You got to be here at a certain time. If something starts, you know, we start at 6 a.m. We got to be here by 6 a.m. I remember somebody was supposed to start, like, might have been a Delmarva Shorebirds game or something. Okay. Well, of course, they called and they're late and all this. It was like their first day.
Oh, no.
And she came in and she was like, oh, I'm traffic. And we were like, traffic on Delmarva? Like, come. There was absolutely
no traffic. Oh, my gosh.
And Route 50 was brush wire going across.
Right.
Now, I know there's a lot of traffic now in 2025.
Yeah, you're talking about years ago.
Years ago on Route 50 in Salisbury. Now it's bumper to bumper. Back then, it was that time of year. It was like
issue.
At all. At all. Traffic. I don't know what happened there. Mm. Okay. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
But I really don't. But I really don't.
Not disclosing, again, these are the 20 most common lies. Not disclosing actual price of an item that you purchased.
All right. So you kind of just don't even bring up the price at all, or you change the price, you lower it.
Yep. Also, I'm not very well, meaning I don't feel good.
I don't feel good. Okay.
I'm looking forward to seeing you. No, you're not. No, no, you're not. That meal was nice.
Oh.
Oh, that meal was good. Oh, man, that dinner was so good.
What? You lie about that?
Jess, are you lying about me?
You lie about that? You can't lie about the food.
I got a headache. Mm. Oh, my gosh, I got a headache.
Yeah.
Lies. Man, I'm sorry I didn't write you back.
No, for real. What about if when you truly do have a headache, though? Everybody automatically thinks it's a lie?
Possibly.
That sucks.
If you lie about it a lot.
That sucks.
Also, that email went into my junk. I'm sorry I forgot it.
Yeah.
That's a biggie. Mm-hmm. That's a biggie.
Yeah.
I had to work late.
Okay.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. The train or the bus was late. I guess, you know, you missed the bus.
The train or the bus.
I can't get any phone signal. I'm sorry. I couldn't.
Okay.
I couldn't call you.
Yeah.
I didn't answer because I didn't have any good signal.
Mm-hmm.
Lies.
But there is some spots where your phone does not work.
You stop trying to make up for this lie.
I'm asking, do you know? I know a spot.
No, I get the best service.
No way. Come on. No, there's a few dead spots.
See how Jess does?
There's a few dead spots.
Look at Jess lying.
I'm not. And I said to myself, I would never live here in this particular area.
You know what the dead spot is? When she don't want to talk to you.
Mm-mm.
You.
It's true. It really doesn't work.
I enjoy my job.
People lie about that?
I guess so.
Oh.
I guess because they get around their boss. They don't want their boss to hear it. They're like, oh, yes, I love my job. We're little family and all that.
They make up lies.
Yeah, we actually do enjoy our job.
I know. I'm like, what? They make that up?
We do have our careers and our job and all that.
We got it set.
And then also, oh, you look so good. I like what you're wearing.
That's a lie.
That outfit looks nice.
Don't say that.
Lies.
No, for real.
Lies.
But what about when the person truly does look nice? They automatically think you're lying?
Well, if they look nice, then fine. But a lot of people say that's a common lie.
There's no way.
What do you think? People are lying when they told you you look nice?
Well, because somebody told me yesterday, oh, you look nice. Now they.
No, you don't.
So they were lying. They were lying.
They could be.
That was a lie?
You know why they lied to you about that?
It was a lie?
You know why they lied to you about that? Because you said, oh, my phone didn't ring.
No.
No, I didn't answer. I was in a dead spot. That's why I didn't answer your text back.
No.
I must not have gotten it.
No, it was the worst. And I was like upset. I said, I would never live here. I would never live in this town if this happened all the time with my phone.
But you don't answer back anyway.
And I was like, you know, I needed stuff.
But you don't answer. So you don't have your phone.
Who cares? Who cares?
See how Jess gets
But
funny?
I know about that dead spot. I do know that.
Yeah. Hang on here.
Good morning, Power 101.7. Good morning, Power 101.7.
You're live on the air.
Hey, it's Jocelyn and Lewis.
Hey, what's
Hi,
up?
Jocelyn.
Good morning. So I have a funny one, if I could tell you.
Yeah, quick. Common lie.
Okay. Yeah. So my grandmother Jocelyn was the kind of person, you know, she didn't want to lie and she never wanted to be mean. So this has become a family joke for years. Years ago, my parents took her to a show of a friend of theirs, like sort of supposed to be like a jazz show. And after the show, they were like, what did you think of Mario's show? And she said, well, Mario must have worked so hard and we all love him so much.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that was them. They knew instantly that she hated the show. So from now on, whenever anyone says something about, you know, something that we don't care for, we're like, they must have worked so hard.
Yeah, they worked hard and we love him.
Yes, and we love them so much.
Yeah, but how was the show? Oh, we love him so much.
Right. Even my mom said it was pretty horrible. It was just that kind of jazz. It was clashy banging. Anyway, I hope you're having a fabulous day. It's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Jessica, I hope you had a great Gemini birthday yourself. And yes. Tracy. All us crazy Geminis. All right. Well, have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, there she goes, P1 listener.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much. Yeah, common lies.